This dozer's almost effortless. This sucker will get her done. And I'm taking it easy on it. I'm like, don't wear it out in a week. But you know what? It's not about that. It's really. And you know what? I looked it up. I give $6,000 for that dozer. You can't find nary one under $12,500. I could get $15,000 out of the blessing of the Lord right now if I wanted to do it. That baby don't need nothing but fuel. That's it. Hallelujah. But you know what the Bible says? The hand of the diligent will bear root. You've got to be faithful where you're at to stand and believe God, and you will bear root. You will come into an abundant place. He will bring you through the fire and through the flood. He will bring you in to where you're a satisfied people, praise God. His people that serve Him, they go higher and higher and higher. If I was attacked in some kind of sickness, I would not even think about not coming to church. Now, I'm not talking to y'all. Don't you feel bad because you're not here. But that wouldn't be my thought. My thought would be fight to the end. Fight till Sunday morning. Travis come by and said, I'll be out by text Jeff, or you didn't know he tagged, you know, that garbage, whatever it is, little throw or whatever, you know. And I'm blowing leaves. I said, sure, that'll be fine. Didn't know if we're going to blow the same this morning. He said, well, I'll be there. And I said, well, that's fine. I got off of there and I started praying in tongues. I said, I bind you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus off of him. Lord, help him to stand fast right now, Lord, and not even have a thought, I'm not going to church tomorrow. Lord, help him. And he did. He's here. He could have stayed home. He didn't feel well today.
Sounded good today, too.
Hallelujah, yes, we're anointed. Amen. Now what I'm saying, all I'm saying in that, y'all out there listening, but you're at home this morning, you're listening to service. Don't cut us off. Don't get all upset and trying to help you.
Amen.
See, the Bible don't say give in to sickness and disease. It don't say give in to how you feel. It don't say give in to the way your finances look right now. It says 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of something.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Did you know the Bible says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints? Psalms 35, I believe it is. It pleases God to prosper. It pleases God for you to be healed. It pleases God for you to be well. It pleases God for you to be clear. You know, I was thinking this morning, I was thinking about Tracy was out my mama's years ago. And I was always pinning on Volkswagens and different things, you know. Dune buggies. I built them. We climbed hills. We bunch of us, you know, different things. So I wasn't really interested in being in there. But she, I believe it was at Mama's. I think it was. But anyhow, she was watching this war movie. And they train these soldiers, you know, they train them. Then they go out in the battlefield. You know, after they're trained, they train them. And they train them. Then if they lose all communications, just do what you're trained to do. Do what you was trained to do. You ain't got to holler the radio or the walkie-talkie. If it's all cut off, you've been trained what to do. Yeah. And she brought a sermon out of that. God began to speak to her. Well, and it started ministering to me. And I started thinking, she brought that sermon, you know, praise God. And I thought, glory to God, I've been in the Word so you know, in church and all that stuff. And I don't have to sit out here. I don't wonder if God's listening to me. No, the Bible says he hears the cry of the righteous. That Bible trains me to know, no matter how I feel, right?
Right.
You're a Christian, sometimes they'll say, God feels far away. Well, what does the Scripture say, soldier? That's right. And he says he'll never leave, right? Never forsake. He's close to those that have a right heart. So, whenever I don't feel like now, I mean, I used to feel like, God, where are you? God, where are you? That's been history for years.
Amen.
I mean, that's just not in my thinking, heart, nothing anymore. Never. I never think, God, are you still with me? Right. Although with circumstances, they might want to make you think, where's God? Where's God? God ain't loud. God's still where he's at. He's sitting on the throne. He's got his spirit on the inside of you. Jesus sitting on his right hand. His word still, he says, he watches over his word to perform it. See, but if you're not a word, if you're not a word, not just a word knowledge guy or lady, you got to utilize it. You got to use it. You got to use the faith you have if you want to see anything manifest.
Right.
See, the Bible don't just give us knowledge. He says be doers of the word, be embracers of the word. That's how come I'm not going to get mad at people that quit. If you want to quit church, bye. I'm going on. Yeah. See you on the flip side, baby, maybe. Maybe I'll let you work go beside me in heaven. We don't know. Woo, glory to God. I can be plumb oppressed today. Where's everybody at? They're home. Wonder why. Angry than they always are. Foggy outside. Got damp, their bones are aching. You know, stayed up too late watching TV. Just tired from last week, need a vacation. Whatever excuse under the sun, it's been here before. But you know what? That's not going to determine whether me and you move on for the Lord or not, or do the will of God or not. Now you need more people. No, we just double up. No, we just double up. We need to paint the building again. We just get two paintbrushes. Right? We're going to get the rewards of the other brush. We're going to get their rewards.
Man.
We're going to get credit for their not slack. Their slack hands. Hallelujah. I'm not only all y'all slack, but hey, don't be slack. The Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear root. The slothful will be put to forced labor. You'll be forced to labor. I'd rather be diligent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give me the first scripture, man. I think that's Psalms, but yeah. He says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them continually. How often? Let the Lord be magnified, which takes pleasure, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his only servant.
Amen.
It pleases him for me to have more than enough money. It pleases him for me to have dozers and clear off that land and make it nice. And y'all might go fishing. We might even baptize. I got dinner and got her deep and blue now. We just might go down there baptizing one time. Hallelujah. We might go down there and the church family set up and just cap out all night. I'm going to fix it all the way around. And we put up little Johnny's little tent, my little tent. I'm going to have a little bigger one because I'm going to have me a generator with some air conditioning. And I might loan you a 100-foot drop cord. I'll make it just as comfortable as we can. Hallelujah. He takes pleasure in that. He takes pleasure in prospering you. And prospering y'all team. You gotta let him though. Prosperity's just not gonna fall at your house because I seen it other day and I started to put on, said, money's gonna come into you in a week. You know, one of them Facebook gums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Share, like, and Jesus is gonna meet your need. Whatever. I wrote it all out. I said, yep, I got mine. This was a Friday evening. Yeah, I got mine. It was after I got off work. My money came in Friday. And I'm fixing to send it. And I thought, no, I'm getting in trouble. So I just erased it. I wasn't willing to take on the battle. But in my heart, I said, no, Lord, you're my source. It ain't somebody prophesied this week's going to be a good week, and then by the end of the week, if you'll like and share, then God's going to bless you. No, God's going to bless the followers. God's going to anoint work of your hands and bless it, hallelujah. God's going to anoint you getting up and giving and being a giver. Be willing to be generous. Have a giving heart, hallelujah, led by the Holy Spirit. He blesses that. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. And it's not because I don't follow the Lord, but Satan can anoint things. I got a good job, $30 an hour and all of that. That's good, that's good. You want the $30 an hour to be blessed, though, right, not right, cursed.
Right.
You don't want it to have you want to have it.
That's right.
You know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking, God, you always help us to discipline ourselves. Whether it's believing you for something, you give us opportunity when we ain't got no endurance at all, God, and you just won't abandon us. Lord, you just say, believe again. I let down some things one time, and lo and behold, I was listening to a preacher, and he said, he said, I was asking God about it. He said, I had to quit where you laid it down. God had to quit bringing it when he laid his faith down.
Right.
And so God told him, pick it up. He said, pick it up and believe again. And you know what he did? And it came. It came. And I heard that and I thought, well, bless God, no wonder I ain't getting no stuff. Like, I believe for a week and that's it. But I guess the Lord don't want me to have it. It's just not God's will. I believed when I asked him.
Right.
Then it didn't come and it changed what I was believing. Come on, we can't do that. We can't be that way. God may tell you 20 years down the road something and pray God and build you some endurance so that you'll wait 20 years for it to come to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it says, let the Lord be magnified. Not your problems, not your sickness, not your feelings. You got to magnify the Word. Magnify the Lord. Lift Him up. Tell Him, you're bigger than this, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, never see your circumstances, I don't care if I am, or whatever, without God in it. Don't ever focus on nothing without putting God in it. Keeping God involved in it. Because within ourselves, we're hopeless sometimes. We know that we're limited. We know that things ain't going to happen or whatever. Or at the mercy of somebody or something. No, we need to be magnifying the Lord and continually come out of our mouth.
Amen.
Give me the next one, Beth. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I like what Teresa's bringing forward. Now, she ain't told me what she's preaching on. She told me it's going to be on the church, but as far as details, nah. She's not really, she don't go into details with me. I'll find out what she's going to minister just like everybody else when she gets here. We might talk about things, but not often. I like that, what she's bringing forward, because the church, the people, the body of Christ is what the church is, called out. They're called out from their house, called into a place like this, getting the equipment just like we're getting this morning, praise God, getting, and going, taking ground outside of here, praise God, outside of here, taking ground, getting land, getting stuff paid off, hallelujah. If you've got a mortgage and you're paying $1,000 a month, God, if you're paid off, you can put that $1,000 to God somehow. He wants you debt free.
Amen.
He wants you out of debt. Well, I'm so deep I can't breathe. Well, believe God. Amen. Sow seeds. Believe God. Give me wisdom. What do I need to do, God? Help me, God. See, this is letting Him be magnified, which takes pleasure in prospering you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know what? He'll bring you up. I remember I didn't have no self-control with finances. Now, I can say, Teresa, she saves more than me. That might be fine. But God wants me to be in control. He wants me to be in control.
Yeah.
He wants me to be, have secretary. So I didn't have none. So I told Travis, I said, just get me a credit card. Got me a $7,500, I believe it was. Might have been $10,000. No, it was $10,000.
The first one you got, you said $10,000.
It was $10,000. Applied for a credit card, he did. Got me a $10,000 credit card. $10,000 in my wallet. And it was good. It was. All I got to do is use it. And I got told God, I put it in my wallet. I said, God, I've got $10,000 right here in my pocket, God, that I can use at any time. But God, I'm going to use this $10,000, God. I don't care what comes, Lord. I know I'm going to have opportunity. But I've got the God of patience on the inside of me, endurance on the inside of me. And God, I'm going to build on that that's on the inside of me. I mean, knows he's in you, but you've got to let him work and do it. I never used a $10,000 credit card. And but God, I got down to where I didn't have the money for a cold drink. I'm telling you the honest God's truth. And I thought, God, you understand, God. I'll pay it right back off, God. And then all of a sudden I said, no, don't lose focus on what you said you was going to do with that credit card, or it's going to take you over. And but God, I didn't pull it out. I did without all of that. Why I'm telling you this is because God, the Bible said it is him that's working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And God wants us to be good stewards over the word of God, over the faith of God, the grace of God, finances, everything. He wants us to be good stewards. And the steward is in us. It's in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. He come that we might have life and have it more abundant. What do we think he's talking about? Life and more abundant. Have you ever wondered? What is he talking about? He come that I might have life and have it more abundant. What does that mean? Spiritually? No. It means spiritually and physically. I've had people say, well, Jesus didn't have nowhere to lay his head. Jesus wasn't homeless. Jesus was called to the mission field. I mean, it wasn't like he drove to Birmingham back for a meeting when the dude went and he's gone for months. I mean, this dude was traveling, man. But now up to that point, he had mom and daddy and they had a house and all that. People say, well, you know, God don't want us to have a house. There's nowhere in Scripture where it says that. He said there'll be wealth and riches in your house. He said, you'll be wealth and riches in your house. Nothing wrong with house traders, but I don't think they're going to be up there. Ain't going to be no house mansions. Yeah, I said that one time, and I thought, well, but God, I live in a house trader. What's wrong with a house trader? Ain't nothing wrong with a house trader. Nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with a house trader. But you know what? Storms blow a house trader over to do my brick house. And so I wanted a brick house. A brick house is easier to heat. Easier to cool, to my thinking. And so when I believe God, I just said, Lord, I'm going to graduate from a house trader to a house. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've had people tell me, why would you want to do that when you already got a house trader and you got it nearly paid for? Well, it ain't got nothing to do with that. I want a house. I believe he wants me to have a house. And now I know he does. I'm happy in my house. Hallelujah. I think some people are anointed to live in house traders. But I'm not. I'd just rather have a house. I get on some people's nerves that. He's not a house trader. Well, get over it. I didn't say it because you had more people on this planet than you. You might want to give it. There's more people want to live. That's none of my business. They want to live in a house trader. That's none of my business. They might not want a house like me and have the key. See, but God, the word abundant here means to the full, nothing broken, to the full, till it overflows, nothing missing, nothing broken. I don't want nothing missing in my marriage. I want it to the full, till it overflows. And I have to believe God for that. Because, right. I mean, I've got Teresa. And she has to believe the same way because she's got Scotty. I mean, I'm a hard cup to handle sometimes. I mean, it looks like she bosses me around, but she knows better. I'll bring her down. I've told her before, I'm not scared of you like Travis is. Sometimes I'm talking to bluff her, but you know. But to the full, give me the next one, Matt. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord uphold him with his hand. Notice this. The steps of a good man, or our steps are ordained of the Lord. It means they're ordained. Go ahead, Beth. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. He said, I've been young, and now I'm old. In the righteous, I've never seen them forsaken or begging bread. See, we're never victims of our circumstances, although I felt like it before. And I've learned, praise God, that circumstances, I'm not a victim. I'm victorious over circumstances. But you know what? The victory that comes to me is not determined by the Lord. It's already been determined by the Lord. It's determined by how I yield to that circumstance. And prosperity coming to me ain't just because God saved me. Nope, sure ain't. It was in God's plan the whole time, praise God. Teresa, she tells me, you can't hardly preach without preaching on prosperity. I can't help it. Jesus is a prospering God.
Amen.
The Lord is a prospering God. He's a go forward. He's a lift you up. He's a take you higher God. And I just can't see him in no other light. I can't see him as a God that takes away. I've heard Christians say, well, you know, the book of Job, the Bible says God gives and God. That was Job saying that. That was not God. That was Job in his ignorance. Read the whole story. Read the whole story when he goes in there and tells Job. See, don't take one little scripture in the Bible and build some kind of doctrine off of it. You got to find where Jesus said it, where Paul said it, where Matthew, Mark, Luke, somebody else said it, Philippians. You got to see where, hey, it's not in there. So that doctrine got over into the church. It was in my thinking. Because I heard Christians that lost stuff and then blamed it on God. They'd be like, well, God giveth and God taketh away. Last time, one time, she said, well, I thank God stripped me of that truck. Humbled me. I said, what scripture, where did you get that out of the Bible? I said, the Bible don't say God will strip you and humble you. I said, the Bible says humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he can exalt us.
Yeah.
I said, now pride and arrogance will strip us, but God won't never strip us. See how that doctrine can cause you to think every devil that comes to steal, kill, is God just trying to teach you something? I've had somebody try to teach me before that God will use sickness and disease to humble people. He won't. Sickness and disease don't make me humble, it makes me sick. It don't make me humble at all, man. It's stealing my money, my time, I could be doing something, praise God. You know, now the Bible says humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt us in due time. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking, you know, the hand of the diligent, we got to be diligent to stand on the word of God. Even if you have to put it on your refrigerator, put it on your rear view mirror, put it on your stirrup. I have stuck it on my dash and stuff before back in the earlier years. You know, to help me be reminded that God is on my side, that God is with me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? I put it on my rear view mirror. The only way I can look back is look up. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. Go ahead, Beth, give me that. Charge them that are rich in this world. I'm telling you right now. I'm charging you right now. Well, I ain't quite rich yet. That's not what the Bible says. See, you got to get prepared for increase. Kind of like I heard a preacher preaching, and he said, some people, he said they want to go and they want to, this call to preach, they want a big church. He said, but God won't let you have a big church till you're faithful with a little one.
Yeah.
He said, because you got to get ready for the big church.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought that for 15 years. How long is it going to take me to get ready, Lord? However long it takes. Praise God. But we got a big, I mean, this is not a small church. This is a big church. We reach around the world, man. We reach thousands of people a month. You know, amen. By way, they can't come literally to this church. And, they hear the same thing we do. Go to church. But see, you got to be faithful in the small money tithing. You got to be faithful in the small offerings the Lord asks for you. And when you're faithful in the small, he said he'll make you ruler over much. I remember one time I was, I bought the first truck by myself on paper from the bank. And I didn't have the money. And it was due that next week before I got paid. And you know what? I was just learning. I hadn't been saved very long. And I was just really learning how to trust God, you know, trying to keep my mind off of that payment. You know, payment, $140-something a month, eat my lunch. And so I wasn't going to go to church. I thought, well, man, I need to stay. And I thought, don't stay home because your truck, you ain't got the money for your truck. The Lord will supply. You got to put it, you know. And I thought, well, glory to God. I'm going to church. Get my mind off this junk. Right. So I go to church. Guy walks over to me, praise God, dear, and praise and worship, believe in dear, and praise and worship. He said, the Lord spoke to me this morning to give you this. Give me an envelope. Had $300 in it. Good thing I went to church. Yeah. Give me that. I never was late on that truck. The Lord, because I kept my mind on Him, didn't say nothing to nobody, and went right on going to church, you know, I'm just trying to learn how to keep my mind on Him. That's all I was doing, praise God. And you know what? He come through, and I thought, Lord, and God, Jesus is really real. Lord, He's real. He's really real. Paid the tithes, paid the truck payment, paid the tithes. I paid that truck off early. That's the only payment I was ever challenged on, that truck. Let God, when I had those thoughts again, I thought, I wonder if it's a church service anymore. God always takes care of me in church, man. Yeah. We had one time, and we didn't have money to pay our lot bill. Me and Teresa didn't. You know, if we could cut our lights off, praise God. And so I had this bright idea. Take what money we had, wasn't enough. No, I got a load of watermelon on the credit card, though. We got a load of watermelons on the credit, spent all weekend. Didn't sell a watermelon, I remember.
I was on the market. Travis was a baby.
Stayed
down there all night and didn't go to church.
All weekend. Didn't go to church. And had to carry the watermelons back. Do you know what? Somebody in the church knew about it. We didn't say that. Went to our pastor.
Sandy.
Well, Sandy,
yeah, she called that morning, and I told her we wasn't going. We'd been on the market all night.
Yeah. And they paid her lot bill. Yep. We didn't ask them. I didn't even want them to pay it. I'm used to hardship, Daddy. Big deal, man. Let's cut the lights off and go get a bag of dope. We're going to stay stoned all weekend. I'll run a drop cord to some neighbor's house or something while they're asleep or they're stealing. But God even showed me then. See, you put your trust in you and it didn't work out. Yeah. But once you turned to me, once that didn't, I stepped in and showed you that I'm God. I've never had a problem with my lot bill since. Now, I've had challenges, yes, praise God, and had to been 2 months behind on it. Yeah, back, praise God. God's always come through, praise God. Now I buy 100-watt light bulbs. I don't like it dark. 100 watts. I want them all through the whole house. If I go through there, boof, I want darkness gone.
Amen.
Gone. Now, please, why can't I light y'all for? Because I don't like to sit in the dark like you. She'll shut all the shades and just dark. I come in flipping the lights on, man. It's going on again. Get some lights going. Well, used to, I thought, hold on, get the 30-watt, baby. The oven don't burn no juice. Get the 30-watt. Lord taught me one time, he said, you're still thinking poverty. Why don't you get 100 watt?
There's a light bill to go with. That's why.
Well, I thought I was your source. I thought I supplied all your needs according to my riches. Well, I started buying 100 watt light bulb, but God let it go up. God will take care of it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, that fear. Oh, don't go wash your truck. Good Lord. I told Chris, you know what I'm talking about? Nah, I'm saving water.
Won't the light bill go up? Don't want to take a bath.
Go out there and run the water, man. Water the yard. It's going to be $100. Fill that pool up. It's going to be $100. Well, I eat that at the steakhouse every week. Hallelujah. We are not victims of our circumstances. Our circumstances might be challenging right now, but we're victorious over them. And if you'll just keep moving towards God and keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and I mean keep it out of your mouth, it's going to turn out good. He works all things together for the good. See, that's your expression. Your words are an expression of your faith. They're expressing your faith to God. They're expressing your faith to people around you. Well, Scotty got that confession thing going on. And I told some of them later on, I said, yeah, and I ain't never lost nothing. But God, it worked for me.
I don't believe it works.
It won't work for you. You don't believe it. You don't believe it, you don't do it. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If I believe, but God, I got faith in here, and if I spit it out, it does something, well, then that's what I'm all done. If I just believe that's foolish, you won't see me doing it.
You'd be like, well, God, he'll move or he won't move.
He ain't going to move for people like that, more likely. If he does, it'll just be just because he was able to slip something in. The Bible says whatever, whatsoever. I told the Lord, I'm reading in the Bible, and I believe it was Abraham, you know, somebody was trying to give him money, and he said, no, I'm not going to take that money. He said, it's not going to be known that you made me rich. It's going to be known that God made me rich. And when I read that, I thought, that's the way I want to be, Lord. Lord, there's wealth all in your... I'm a broke 28-year-old dude this time. 28 years old, Johnny. And broke every Friday. Living from Friday to Friday. Borrowing gas on Monday, having to pay it back Friday.
Yep.
I mean, that's where I was at. And I said, that's what I want to be, God. Right there. Look up and people look at me, they're going to say, God's real in him. God's real in his life. I said, that's what I wanted to see. And I started over there, and God said, don't get no gas at that station this week. And I said, but God. But God. How am I going to get to working back? But God. I'm not borrowing no money no more on Monday. See, what I'm doing, I'm borrowing Monday and having to pay it Friday. So I'm already getting rid of my paycheck Monday. And so I said, well, God, help me in this. Help me. Well, it was hard, Johnny. I was dependent on her. I didn't realize how dependent I was on that gas station. And so I had to save $15 that week. But you know what? I've never got it on credit again. I'm telling you, I got delivered from Monday credit. To get to work all week. I got delivered from it. While I was still working with another man. Well, come on, y'all. No, I was working with another man. God didn't start this when everything showed up. Everything didn't show up when I went and did it, man. I went 3 or 4 weeks and we didn't do nothing. I looked at Preston and I said, hey, man, has this ever happened before? Ah, yeah, it happens all the time. I said, 3 weeks? Dude, we're getting hungry. He said, all right, man, God's going to take care of us. I said, yeah, you're right about that. Get the Bible, Deuteronomy 28, and I read it for nearly a year, every morning. Now you drive, read Deuteronomy 28, that's where I got all this. Blessed going in, blessed going out. And then Here we go, praise God, and I'm on that every morning. I'm on that Deuteronomy 28. But God, I'm getting that thing down, buddy. I told him, I said, if this right here works, but God, we're going to use it. We're going to use it in this business. If this Bible right here works, then we're going to use it. And so I'm quoting that. So we go in this subdivision, praise God, and we had doors for another two more jobs. We went in doing two doors. Dude comes over there. Praise God, this particular morning, he said, I want these same doors right here. How much are they? We give him a price. He said, when can y'all do them? I said, dude, they're on the truck. Yeah. He said, are you serious? I said, man, we'll be done here in an hour and a half. We'll come over there and do them. We got them right here on the truck. Now we had to go get the other job doors, but hey, we got the doors. And so, because I'm like, good God Almighty. I told Preston, I said, did you see what happened? What? I said, blessed going in, blessed going out. I said, here we was coming in here already blessed, had two doors and two openers. I said, now we got four doors and four openers, blessed going in, blessed going out. We got to go pick up the other four doors, other two doors that we just put in. I said, did it really be worse? Yeah. I'm a year old. I ain't going to change because I'm 27. That worked down there when I'm 27 in the natural. I'm 27 in the spiritual. You think I'm not going to believe it now? Just because I got some age on me? I got one gray hair somewhere up there. I seen it. One gray. I don't worry. I don't worry. Worry to me is stupid. It's stupid to me. I've seen people like, hey, you go to work, I'm so worried. You're going to get more worried Friday. Right. You ain't going to have that $350 at the end of the week because you're so worried. Yeah. You better get up, suck it up, buttercup, go to work. Because yeah. Friday, you can worry at work. It's still going to get you paid. Worry. Just worry, but go to work. Best thing is don't worry, go to work. Then you went all week, you used your thing, got your pay, and you feel good. That old song used to be Living for the Weekend. Was it Living for the Weekend?
It was in that song.
Yeah, it was in that song. I was thinking about that the other day and I thought, Lord, I used to live for the weekend. Now, Lord, I live for Monday. Brand new day. Started off right, man. This is the day I'm getting to go to work on Monday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because the blessing is my soul. It's not in all that. And we enjoy the works of our hands, praise God. So I want to encourage you. You're not a beggar. You're not a beggar. And if you really have put your trust, that you tell people and people come through for you and all that, it'll be a challenge for you to get off of that cow. I mean, get off of that. And if you've been over here, you know, and you've been a victim, poor old man. One thing after another thing happened. I'm telling you, when mama ain't my daddy's mad, when my brother straightened out my ain't, you know, if you've been that victim mentality, poor old you, it just happened to you, it's going to be a challenge for you to come out of that. Yep. I mean, it's going to be a challenge to come out of that. But boy, whenever you get out of it and you're up here and you're like, good God Almighty, I can't believe I'm like that. I'm the most negative person I ever seen in my life. No wonder God couldn't do nothing for me. I used to do it, people, nobody knows. I heard that in church. Nobody knows what kind of trouble I got. Nobody cares. Hey, nobody knows my bills. Nobody knows how I feel. Nobody knows. Oh, yeah, God doesn't. He hates it. He don't want you feeling all that. He wants you to be in faith and the joy of the Lord be your strength and your confidence and have the peace of God that passes all understanding to flood your heart and mind. So Travis one time. Some of us men are geared. We get oppressed if we sit around and cheer. Uh-huh. Sit around. Thank. Uh-huh. Thank some more. Leave it alone. I'm trying to think. Told Travis one time, I could tell you, getting a little oppressed and going home. And going home. And sitting at home. We didn't have work going on. Just sit at home. Stay at home. I told him, I said, look, son, you need to get out and do something. Get that trailer up there again. If you can go build that, you can do something. Get out of there and get your mind on something else. You know, I could see him getting oppressed, Johnny. He just sat there thinking, I guess, no work. Might need to go to Walmart. And where's God at and all that? Tell him, I said, God tells you to go to Walmart, get up and go. If you don't, just stand still. I thought about Walmart driving and everything else, but God ain't giving me no direction. So I've been 20-something years the same direction. Garage doors, trouble. And then it gets deeper. Garage doors.
God, I want a new job.
Garage doors. You know what the Lord says? Get stronger, son. Bear up under pressure, son. You can't handle $1 million business yet.
No.
You know? You little peanuts you're making now? You gonna whine and quit every time something gets hard?
Yeah.
It makes you think I can give you triple pressure. Because
yeah.
See, all I want to think about is the money. Yeah, baby. I'll have a yacht like my ex-boss. That yacht's gonna cost me.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you that you're not a beggar, you're not a victim. You're victorious, and you're already blessed. Hallelujah. So don't let the devil, your circumstances, or anything convince you anything other than what the Word of God says about you. And we declare you here healed and free and strong and prosperous. And God's going to do it as long as we let Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise You.